Hello, everybody. This is Travis Miller.
And I'm Jimmy V.
And we're on the line today with Clay Mask of Infusionsoft CRM. Hi, Clay.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Man, we are wonderful.
And I am excited, Clay, because I am on the phone with you.
I really want to thank you. I want to thank you for taking your time out today to spend with us, and most importantly, to share the information that you have in that brain of yours with the readers of our book. And as I told you before, I can't imagine somebody reading gravitational marketing, studying gravitational marketing, and then not knowing about what it is that you do, because I don't know that we could run our business the way we run our business, as efficiently as we run our business, without you guys. So
yeah, I don't think our gravitational pull would be nearly as strong if we didn't have Infusion running in the background, helping us create that momentum and force that we have in the marketplace. So we appreciate your product, and we appreciate you, and we're glad we're on the call today.
Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate the kind words, and definitely excited to be on the call. And I love the gravitational marketing concepts, and I couldn't agree with you more that our software is a hand in glove fit for those out there that want to do gravitational marketing.
Well, you know, Clay, we talk about it in the book a bit, and we talk about it frequently to our clients and members, but we probably can't tell someone. We could tell someone how much we love Infusion, but I doubt we could describe it as well as you could. So could you give us sort of the 30,000-foot view of what Infusion is and what it does for a small business owner?
You bet. Well, it's the dream marketing software that small businesses have needed for a long, long time. It's web-based. It takes full advantage of everything on the web. And what it really does is it ties together your sales and marketing and automates all of that in a way that just has never been possible before. And so the end result, when you put this kind of automated marketing in place in a small and growing business, is that you are able to get more leads, more sales from your existing leads, you're able to get more repeat sales from customers, and you're able to grow your business quickly without growing your staff. Mm-hmm. And all of that is made possible through automated follow-up technology that is really the hallmark of our software.
Well, for someone who hears us talking here about marketing automation, we talk about it a lot. Now, you're mentioning it, and you know, you talk about how it can allow you to grow a business without growing your staff, which that's a great point. And it certainly has been the case for us on multiple occasions and multiple businesses that we've worked on and worked with. But what exactly is marketing automation for the uninitiated?
Well, it's a great question, and it actually is a very deep answer. But the simple answer of what we do is we automate the communication process with all of your prospects, customers, partners, and so our software will automatically follow up and communicate with prospects, with customers, with partners. So it could be anything. On the prospect side, it could be simple lead warming techniques. You know, every small business owner knows that it's common. You know, if you get a handful of leads, let's say you get 10 leads, you know, two or three of those leads are really good and a couple are terrible, and then five or six are sort of okay. And the trick is to get more out of that batch of leads than just those two or three that you get on the first take. Mm-hmm. And the way that you do that is you stay in touch with people. You stay there giving them valuable information. You can't do that one-on-one and personally because it just takes too much time. So you automate it, and you automatically communicate, send educational, valuable information to those people. And then the real trick is to have that kind of automation going all across your business. Whatever the group of customers or prospects is, whether it's a prospect that came in off of a certain lead source and now has graduated and has got more information but needs follow-up information, whether it's a customer who just bought a product from you and you need to follow up with them to make sure that everything's going well, to upsell, to cross-sell, to get testimonials or referrals. Whatever the case is, what you find, we've talked to tens of thousands of business owners, and we'll ask the question over and over, how do you follow up with your prospects and customers? And we usually get a very frustrated answer from the small business owner. And so if you boil it all down, it's automatically following up with people.
You know what I love about the whole thing is just how robust it is, how it does automate the follow-up, it does automate your cross-sell and in your upsell, and it basically, any way you want to communicate with your customer, you can use Infusion to do it. Because it's so powerful, Travis and I are constantly looking around our business and our office, seeing what kinds of tasks are repeated, just over and over again, and saying, okay, how can we use Infusion to systematize that and get it out, get it off of our desks or our people's desks and make it an automatic process so we can spend our time doing something else. And
yep.
It's almost fun to when you can find a thing that's taking up some office time and figure out a way to use Infusion to automate it and then offload it and have it be, knowing in the back of your mind that it's being done and being done effectively and always being done right in the same way that you have envisioned it, rather than, relying on, unfortunately, humans to do the thing, and now let's face it, we get busy, we get tired, we get cranky, we get, distracted, and certain times things don't happen the way they should or the way you hope or the way you had planned. With Infusion,
yep.
It doesn't work that way. It happens, mm-hmm. And that's huge.
I love what you said. It's exciting to find a new area of the business that you can automate a very manual process. And, we see a very common evolution that happens with our customers. They start out, and usually they get the software because they either want to follow up with their prospects more effectively so that they can sort of warm those prospects until the point that they're ready to close. Or the other reason that a lot of times they buy it is they want to do a better job with customer communications. And so a very common thing is that our customers will buy the software and they'll load up a multi-step follow-up process that is automatically executed by our software. And then they'll find another thing that they want to do. Oh, let's use this in our new customer welcome campaign. Or, let's use this when we're trying to capture referrals. Or let's use it to get testimonials. Or let's use it with collections for bad debt or credit cards that have failed. And, there are so many things you can do, not to mention internal workflow. And, basically, if you can flowchart it, the software will do it for you, and it'll execute for you automatically.
Yeah, well,
we use it for all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Everything you mentioned.
It's funny, and I want to point this out. It's interesting because the level of sort of innovation and support that comes out of you guys is great. Every month, typically, there's new features that are released or changes to old features to make them better. And I like look forward every month to seeing those because I like to look and see what's brand new and think about ways that we can tweak what it is we're already doing. And in the past, we used a consortium of multiple solutions, to send email out here or a way to automate, a database to store our contact information as a separate one. A program we had written that would automatically parse incoming emails and then put them all into a spreadsheet so that we could email it to the company who sends out our follow-up mailing for us. And so we would like duct tape together really like five or six different solutions. It was the perfect representation of duct tape marketing, really. Duct tape the whole thing together and hope to heck like that it works,
Yeah.
But I want the tape sticks.
Yeah. But what I want to point out, which is really interesting here, is we saw each other last November, and we came to I think it was a lunch that you guys hosted for your customers that were there at this seminar. And first of all, what a class thing to do to have a lunch for your customers and get up. And what was interesting is you let us all have lunch. It wasn't like you got up there and put some heavy-handed sales pitch on us the whole time. It was like at the end of the lunch, you came up and said thanks and spoke for a few minutes and talked about some new exciting things. But I want to tell you what happened from that. I'm sure you remember. You guys put together like a 12-page pamphlet that had ideas, ways to use Infusion that you might not be thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And so we were at the seminar that cost an awful lot of money to be at, and I got to tell you, when I left, the most valuable thing that I left that seminar with was the 12 pages that you guys handed out at that free lunch for your members.
Well, thanks. That's great to hear.
We took that 12 pages and we said, okay, what are we not doing? or not doing as effectively as you flowcharted on that thing. We said, okay, let's do each one of these, and we did them.
We literally single one of them into place. And so we added viral marketing elements. We added customer satisfaction campaigns. We added lost customer campaigns. We added collection campaigns. I mean, it was just – it's outrageous. So it's like every element of sort of – communication, whether it be a marketing to get new customers or ways to, you know, nurture your existing customers, everything. I shouldn't say everything because I'm sure there's many more, but at least all of the ways we do it, we've used Infusion to automate.
Well, thanks. I absolutely love hearing those stories because, you know, from the very beginning of this company, that was the dream. It was to automate for small businesses all those things that they just bog people down, weigh them down. It gets the business owner kind of caught in the weeds, and they can't work on the business because they're so busy working in it. And when you get great automation software, you can do so much more with your people and your talent, whether it's you or you and an assistant or a 5-man shop or 10-man shop. You just can do so much more. And you nailed it right on the head, Travis, when you said, the normal thing that small businesses do, and we have talked to thousands and thousands and thousands, and they're piecing together a solution. They've got a contact management program like maybe an ACT or Goldmine. They've got an email marketing program. They've got something for maybe their shopping cart. They maybe have something to manage affiliate marketing. They've got 4, 5, 6 different things they're piecing together, and that becomes really difficult to manage your marketing and to really grow your business when you have all of your information spread out like that. And so one of the great things that we do is we pull it all together into a central system and then enable, you know, once you get centralized and organized, then you can really automate. Yeah. And that's what we enable people to do. And so, you know, we call it, at the heart, it's marketing software. But we like to think of marketing applied all across a company. We don't like to think of marketing as a department in a company. We like to think of marketing being what's done all across a company to automate those communications and the relationships that you build with customers, prospects, partners to grow the company.
That's a great point. You know, about a week ago we were doing an interview with a large internet website magazine thing. And the reporter asked us, he said, guys, you talk an awful lot about marketing automation, but in an age of social media and social networking, isn't the relationship, the one-to-one relationship, becoming more important than ever? And how doesn't marketing automation work against this? And he felt like he, by the way, great reporter, very intelligent questions, and I think this was an intelligent question, but he really felt like he was lobbing, or not lobbying, but really throwing a hardball at us, you know what I mean, to see what, you know, he was questioning one of the big tenets of gravitational marketing and saying, does that really work anymore? Isn't that contradictory to what is in style and fashion right now? And what I said is, listen, by automating your marketing, you can spend less time horsing around with it and more time developing meaningful relationships with your best customers, your best prospects. And through automation, the way we use Infusion is to sift and sort our prospects so we very quickly identify who's a real prospect and who's a time waster. And then now we can go out and develop meaningful relationships with the most valuable ones. And so it really actually works hand in hand with the sort of one-to-one relationship building that is happening today. Because if we were doing everything manually, if we were licking stamps and messing around with Excel spreadsheets to try and determine who to follow up with when, well, we wouldn't have time to develop any kind of relationship with people.
Not only that, when you use Infusion properly, I think the automation of you can automate the relationship building process and the relationship cultivation process. And you can actually build stronger bonds and have more communication with people, which is what the social media trends are all about, rather than having less. And, you know, and it really isn't a false relationship. It really is a more mature and stronger relationship, in my opinion.
Right. Yep. Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, it's it's amazing what you can do when you get this automation in place. Let me give you a really good example of what the two of you just described. If you are a sales, you know, if you're a salesperson and you're working through, you're working through a list of leads or prospects, and if you don't have any way to follow up with people automatically if those people are not ready right now. So if you don't have any, if you're not going to be able to do anything with warm prospects, then you spend a lot of extra time determining, is this a warm prospect, is this a hot prospect, is this a cold prospect? You spend a bunch of time in the qualifying process. On the other hand, if you've got a good follow-up system in place, you can go through very quickly and determine who deserves your personal time one-on-one and who needs to be followed up with automatically with the software. You know, it's like a net. You know, you're fishing and you're out there trying to reel in the big fish and the ones that are really ready right now using the pole and line, but you got a net underneath it and you're picking up the stuff that you can't get with the pole, but works great with the net. And when you got follow-up software, you've got a net, and that makes you much more effective in working and building relationships one-on-one.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Clay, let me ask you something. Do you have any features that are like your favorite? Like, what are your favorite features of the Infusionsoft CRM?
Yeah. Well, a couple things just real quickly. You know, one thing I love is it just saves a lot of time and really drives sales and revenue is something we call one-click registration or one-click purchasing. Mm-hmm. And this is something where if you've already got the prospect's information and you want them to register for an event or for some sort of informational product you're providing them, or if you're trying to, you know, get them on a teleseminar or a webinar or something like that, if you've already got all their information, you can send them the invitation and just have them click yes, I want to attend, and all of the registration form is filled out, so they're immediately set up to attend. And then, of course, the software will follow up with those people appropriately, reminding them and getting them all the information they need so that they attend. That's a very quick way to drive up your registrations because you don't have to, you know, each prospect doesn't have to fill out all their information again. You got it once, it's stored in the database, and the database is smart enough to know, you know, the CRM software is smart enough to know, okay, we got it. Just click here and you're set. You can do that same thing for purchasing. So if you've got a customer that's already purchased something from you, and you want to make them a simple, easy offer, make it very easy for them to buy, you can use one-click purchasing, and bam, with one click, they've purchased. It's, you know, you charge it to their account, and with the credit card on file, and away you go. So those are that one-click purchasing, one-click registration is really powerful. And then another thing I really like, which to me just it's sort of embedded in all of the automation that we do, is making the software smart enough so that when a prospect is receiving a certain follow-up campaign and then the prospect buys or takes an action or even clicks a link within a particular email, the software automatically pulls the prospect out of that campaign and then puts them into a new campaign. And that new campaign might be for a new customer. It might be more advanced information for a prospect that's more qualified by virtue of the click or the action taken by that prospect. So it's to put it simply, it's automatically moving them from one line of communication to another line of communication based on the prospect, the customer's action.
Mm-hmm. It really lets you, well, like we were talking about having meaningful relationships, it allows you to stay very relevant with the customer.
Exactly.
Well, let me ask you something, Clay. What would you say to like a business owner who owns a very brick-and-mortar type of business, and they're listening to this saying, well, I don't have online registration for anything, or my customers couldn't buy online. What's your message to them? How can they, not just what can Infusionsoft do for them, but what could they do, in your opinion, from a marketing perspective, and you know, use with the power of Infusion to enhance that brick-and-mortar business, even if they're not selling things online or doing business online?
You bet. Well, I would tell them they're probably in a situation where they want to do more with the internet, but they don't know exactly what to do. Mm-hmm. They probably have a website that's just sort of a static website. It's just kind of a brochure up there, and it doesn't really do anything for them. Mm-hmm. And to them, I would say, hey, use the internet to capture contact information from the visitors and to provide them, to provide those visitors some sort of information or educational, pamphlet, book, ebook, material, free report, whatever it is, provide them something of value on their website. And then what they do is they can get traffic on the website. And there's a bunch of ways they can do that. If they've got an offline business, boy, there are all sorts of ways they can get people to their website. But then once the visitor's on the website, there's a little form there that captures their name and their email address. The visitor clicks submit. Now that information comes into the software, automatically puts them into the right group, automatically kicks off, might be a simple newsletter, it might be a particular free report with follow-ups. But the idea is, start talking to your people. Start talking to your folks and do it in automated ways. You know, if you're a successful business owner that has a bricks and mortar business, you know there's more you can be doing with the website and with automation. And what I'm saying is begin the dialogue with them. Get them to provide them some free information, provide them some value, speak to the problems and the challenges that your prospects have in their minds and that keeps them up at night. Give them that information, show them, become a trusted advisor to them by providing this information, and do it all automatically. All you've got to do is create this information you're going to provide to them, put up a web form on your site, and then begin to communicate with these people when they take the invitation to get that free information from you. That's a very simple way. Even more simple is, hey, send out email communications to your prospects and customers. Do surveys for your prospects and customers. All of those things can be done on the internet very, very quickly, without a lot of expense, with very little expense actually. And these things can be done automatically so that you are cultivating relationships with prospects and customers automatically using the internet.
Great point.
Let's go back to the beginning, Clay. Give us, and everyone listening, a little bit of background on how you and Infusion came about.
Sure, you bet. We've been in operation for almost 7 years, and for the first couple of years, we did custom software for small businesses. Essentially, we were providing the same kind of problem solving that we provide now, but we were doing it through custom software. And it was all web-based, and those were tough times. And then, it was really difficult to really help our customers as much as we wanted to. And so we started working hard toward creating a product where we could solve some of the similar problems that we see. And those problems were failure of follow-up, poor online-offline marketing integration, disjointed systems, stuff spread out all over the place, lots of chaos and frustration and lots of inefficiency for small business owners because their marketing and sales were so spread out. So what we started to do was provide these solutions to businesses on a custom basis. Well, one day a customer, a guy called us up out of the blue and just, I'll never forget. We had just ordered pizza. It was on a Friday afternoon, and I was just getting ready to put this piece of pizza in my mouth, and the phone rings, and I kind of did the old do I eat or do I pick up the phone, and I picked up the phone, and any self-respecting small business owner, I was trying to grow the business. So I picked up the phone, and this guy yells at me. I mean, he literally yells at me. I have pain. Can you help me? And it totally caught me off guard. I had no idea what he was talking about. And I spent this next hour and a half listening to this guy talk about his frustrations. Well, what it really boiled down to was he couldn't keep straight his prospects from his customers that had purchased one thing versus not another thing. And on that particular day, he had made the very aggravating mistake of sending a scratch and dent special offer out to a bunch of customers who had already paid full price. Mm-hmm. So, his problems were common. We had seen these kinds of problems many times before, and we've seen them many, many, many thousands of times since. And the problem just comes down to not having your customer and prospect information in one place in an organized fashion. And then once you get to that point, like I said before, once you get it centralized and organized, Now you got a fighting shot at actually automating it. And that's what we do. We get everything centralized, organized, and then we automate. And so what we did for him was we helped him build, we built for him an automated follow-up system, and we started to have more and more customers wanting that. And pretty soon we had a product, and we were no longer doing custom software. That was about 4.5 years ago that we kind of, about 4 years ago that we fully got out of the custom software business. And today we have a product that helps solve the same problems that we were doing on a one-off custom basis many years ago, but now we do it for thousands and thousands of customers across the world. And we have a vision to provide this type of software, this solution to small businesses everywhere that want to grow fast and not necessarily grow their staff fast, but grow quickly and do it by automating their marketing and sales.
Okay, so that leads us to my next question, which is, where do you see Infusion going in the future? What's the future hold?
Yeah, great question. Well, we aim to revolutionize the way small businesses drive and manage their growth. That's the big dream. That's the big picture for us. And we are doing that. We're revolutionizing the way that small businesses do that, using the internet, using these powerful automation tools, giving them a kind of automation that just was never possible before. And so we see our vision is that more and more small business owners that want to grow their company and make it much more profitable but still have the freedom and the lifestyle that they want, we see them adopting this kind of software and they want to do more with the internet. They want this kind of automated marketing software to propel their business. And so we envision becoming the absolute standard for sales and marketing software that automates these aspects of the business that I'm talking about. So much like QuickBooks has become the standard for accounting and finance software for small business, we expect and intend to be the standard for sales and marketing software for small businesses. And that's really all about, we have our purpose in what we're doing is to liberate and empower small business owners, give them the freedom that they got into business for in the first place. You know, they did this for them, they got into business with them for themselves in the first place, but they have usually found if you can really get small business owners to level with you, you know, many times these business owners, entrepreneurs, they're so buried by their work, they're so controlled and consumed and really trapped by it. And it doesn't need to be that way. When you put automation, marketing automation in place, you gain a whole new level of freedom. And that's our real purpose. We've been in those tough times. We've been there. We have friends, family, customers galore who have been there. And it's a shame. It doesn't have to be that way. You can use marketing automation to change all of that. And so we're on a mission to give small business owners, entrepreneurs, the leading sales and marketing software program that's easy to use and powerful enough to turn a small business into a big business.
Awesome. Well, Clay, this has been great. Thank you so much.
Oh, happy to do it. Thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Our pleasure. And we're glad that we're glad to have been able to write about you in our book. We believe about you so much. And having said that, I want to just say very clearly that Jim and I give you guys an absolute glowing recommendation, and as such, we're going to put a link right on the page where this interview is, where people are listening to this, where you can click right on over to your website and learn more. And I don't even know how the process works with you guys. I mean, do you do a consultation or have a demo? How does it work?
Yeah, they can come over to our site and sign up for a little quick product tour, sort of a conceptual overview of what we do. And then if they have more interest, they can certainly jump on a demo and see the software that way, or just talk to one of our sales consultants, and we'll explain to you what we do. If you're a business owner, an entrepreneurial, marketing-oriented person that really wants to grow an organization, but not necessarily grow the staff to be a big organization, then our software is a dream. It really does automate so much and enables an entrepreneur to grow a business and do it very efficiently and very effectively.
Well, that's great.
Well, we know that it's done that for us, and I know it can do it for any other small business owner or entrepreneur listening to this call. I highly recommend it. It's really the only way to truly do it and do it effectively.
Thanks so much, Clay.
Well, you bet. Happy to do it. Thanks so much, guys, and congratulations on the book and all the great things you guys are doing. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, man.